Now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And as always, my best friend, my co-host, my sidekick, who's like going up and down like in a high chair right now, Lynn Thornley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here today. It's a little fall in the air, which is, we're hoping.
Yeah, not too much.
You have the Canadians coming this week, right?
Hopefully they're bringing it with them. Wednesday was gorgeous.
For one day, though.
Yeah, they said, if you like that weather, enjoy Wednesday. Because we're back to the humidity again.
Yeah.
That's all right. They're better. Hey, they got snow and...
Yeah, I'm not complaining. And with us, we have a special guest today. It's Laurie Smeltzer, who is a certified aging life care professional and owner of Advanced Senior Solutions.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here today. First thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Angela in California, Doug in Indiana, Diana in Oregon, and Maria in Astoria.
Welcome.
And I think part of the reason, well, first of all, you know what I always say to you guys, is always room around the Connected Caregivers table for more people. The cool thing is that you can listen live on AMFM or on YouTube or on Facebook, and very shortly you'll be hearing us on iTunes and Apple stuff and all the other things. But it's important that you listen to learn information. And the best thing about it is that you have choices, many choices on when you can do it and how you can do it.
And we have Vaughn here today.
Yes, but I think he's a little distracted right now.
Is he ignoring us? Vaughn?
That Vaughn? Yes, hello Vaughn.
Hey, how you doing, ladies?
Good, we're doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Cool. So there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about today. One thing is, so my friend Norm McNamara, who lives in the UK and was diagnosed with Lewy bodies 10 years ago. He writes a lot and he posts things on Facebook. He writes some poetry about what's going on in his mind. And I always wonder about that with people with dementia. What are they thinking? What are they saying? And he's one of the fortunate people that can still express himself with this.
Yeah.
This is what Norm said. I was diagnosed with dementia 10 years ago, and I am still here to tell the tale. How? I have no idea. But I do know so many people around the world have been living with disease for 15, 20, 25 years now, so I am not unusual in this. This book of poems will take you into the depths of my mind, sometimes not for the faint-hearted, but will tell a true, honest account of what it is like to live with dementia day to day and night to night. It will take you through my night terrors, hallucinations, and heartfelt pleas, sometimes sad, sometimes frightening, but always hopeful norms. So he just came out with his new book.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, it came in, 50 Shades of Dementia.
And doesn't have his photo.
No. Well, yeah, his little photo of him on the back.
Oh, nice.
So I just want to read a little something from this today, because I think it's so important that we share this information. So, dementia thoughts within my head. Where do I go within my head? What do you think when you see my tears shed? Are they tears of frustration or from fear? Or of losing all that I hold so dear? They are all of the above and so much more. I can now hear the closing of my life's door. Every day and every night I lose a bit of life's daylight. How long will it take before I say goodbye? Nobody knows, but please don't cry. We have achieved so much together as one, and still won't stop till our job is done. So onwards and upwards is my cry. It's not time just yet to say my goodbyes.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? It just touches me. And all the proceeds from this book go to the MP3 Purple Angel campaign to get MP3 players with music for
people.
Yeah, so that's very wonderful. So go to Amazon. Fifty Shades of Dementia.
Takes a while to get
it. With Norm's background, yeah, because we're in the United States.
Comes from the UK, right.
But it's a really good thing. Two other things I want to talk about this week is two posts that I did on Facebook this week. And one post, I've done it before, is I have these cards that I have had made up. You can see it right here if you're watching on our video, on our visual stuff. And the card says, the person I am with has Alzheimer's or dementia, which makes it difficult for them to find the right words and understand what has been said. Thank you for your patience. These cards can bring dignity to your loved one and make your day a little bit easier. You know, when you go into a restaurant, maybe your loved one's a little fidgety or needs something to eat right away, and maybe the waitress thinks, oh boy, that person's just like a pain in the neck.
Yeah, I'm not going over there.
Yeah, but if you can give that card, you're going to find everything is going to be totally different. They're going to be treated totally different. A woman in one of my support groups took a few, and then she called me a few days later and said, could she have 18 more? And I'm like, yeah. And I left them by my house in an envelope for her, and she came and got them. And when she came to the next support group, she goes, oh my goodness, I got to tell you what happened. So where she lives, her husband's starting to wander, and he's walking in some people's yards and stuff. And when he walks the dog, he's not always cleaning up after the dog. So she just went around and gave one to each neighbor. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he can walk in our yard. We'll clean up the poo. Yeah. Maybe he'd like some coffee.
Completely change of tone, right?
Isn't that amazing?
Just, yeah. So now there's a whole community of people watching her, watching out for him, mm-hmm. and being happy to see him. So it's huge. So I put it on Facebook this week, and I said, if anybody wants some of those cards, please let me know. And just a couple here. Virginia, California, Indiana, Alabama, Tennessee, New York, Oregon, Michigan, Georgia, and another one in New York, and then there was one in the UK and one in Canada.
Our faces will be everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So you get to see a picture of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we're on the other side of the card.
Yeah.
But if anybody else wants any of these cards, just email me at lindaburhans@aol.com and give me your physical mailing address, not your email address, because I'm going to put them in an envelope and I'm going to mail them to you. So if you want some of these cards, I'm more than grateful to be able to send them out to you. Just go to lindaburhans.com, lindaburhans@aol.com. Okay, one more thing before we get into some conversation here.
You're talky today.
I am talky today because there's some stuff we need to talk about.
Okay.
So another thing I put on Facebook this week, which I thought was interesting, I'm just pulling it up on my phone here, is, you know what I say all the time, and this is not exactly for the caregiver, this is for everybody else that listens that's not a caregiver, not at this moment. So this says, if you know a caregiver and honestly want to help them out, don't say, let me know if there's anything I can do. That puts the burden on the caregiver, and they are already burdened enough. Say, I'd like to come over and spend a couple hours with your loved one so you can take a nap, go shopping, read a book, take a shower, etc., etc. Say, I've made your family a casserole and dessert. What time would be a good time for me to drop it off? Say, I'm heading to the grocery store. Do you need anything? Say, I'm doing some laundry tomorrow. Want me to do a couple of loads for you while I'm at it? Say, would you like me to listen while you have a good cry or rant? Get the idea? And please, whatever you do, don't forget to say, I like to give you a hug. I put this on Facebook, and some of the responses were, oh yeah, that's wonderful, and some of the responses were like, yeah, sure. Hmm. Like, I wish. And I just know that's a caregiver that's hurting. And some of the people that said that, I just responded to them privately and said, here's my phone number. Mm-hmm. You can give me a call and we can chat a little bit.
Good.
Because caregivers need support.
Yes, they do.
And they don't know how to ask for it. They don't know how to accept for it. They think it's just their responsibility. Mm-hmm. So please do that, guys. When somebody asks if they can help you with something, say, thank you very much. So, Lori, let's talk about what you do, what an aging life care professional manager is, when you started in business. I don't think people have any idea about the kind of services you provide and what you do. And this is what we want our listeners to know, because I think it's a huge asset to the caregiver.
It is the greatest unknown resource out there. unfortunately. The profession of aging life care management has been around actually nationally for over 35 years. It was started by a group of social workers in New York that recognized the need to provide additional support and resources to those that have been discharged from rehab centers, discharged from hospitals, home, maybe had a little Medicare home health care coming in, and then they, of course, discharged the patient from their service. And my background being in social services and case management for over 25 years, and most of that time working with the BayCare hospital systems doing social work and discharge planning, I saw that happen frequently. To where the person, whether it's a senior or maybe a disabled adult, would come right back into the hospital within a short period of time.
Yep.
And because they would fail at home. It just, the support services weren't there, or they were non-compliant, or they were just...
Or they just didn't know.
They just didn't know what was out there. They needed somebody to really hold their hands through that and help make sure that they've got the right amount of services in place. So the professional association is the Aging Life Care Association, which is national. There's over 2,000 of us in the nation, but just a couple few hundred here in Florida. And many of us are sole proprietors, sole individual owners with small cases. I've been in business now for 19 years in this area, one of the most long-standing care management agencies in this area. So I've grown, and I have a great team now of nurses and social workers that help work with our cases, getting everybody's knowledge and input in the case. But I think the biggest misunderstanding is they think we're home care. Automatically.
Oh, really?
I'll walk into a doctor's office, or I'll walk into an assisted living or an independent living community, and right away they assume we're home care. And so my challenge is to explain the difference. We're not home care providers. We're not caregiver providers. We are, well, I think I'm jumping the gun here and taking over.
It's fine.
Like, I don't know.
No,
it's
fine.
But an aging life care professional usually comes with extensive knowledge and experience in social work, counseling, gerontology, public health, nursing. And what the aging life care professional does in a nutshell is assess needs, coordinate the appropriate mix of services to meet their needs and their budget. And most importantly, my love and my passion is oversee and monitor those services that are put in place, whether they're at home, in assisted living, skilled nursing, hospital, rehab. It doesn't matter, because we do not take Medicare or Medicaid. We can oversee and advocate for our clients across that continuum of care.
Yeah.
And that's my passion, my love, is to be able to do that.
And so important, because the caregiver is so overwhelmed, emotionally, physically. They don't even know. I can remember one time a woman came into one of the support groups. It was the first time she was there, and her husband had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and she was just miserable. And she was weeping, and she says what caregivers say all the time is, my life wasn't supposed to be this way. This is not what we're supposed to be doing. Well, this woman had nothing in order.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And I said to her, can I send in the troops? And she said, what? Now, if I said to her, go to my website, there's good resources on there, or here's somebody's card, you can call them, that wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can I send in the troops? And she said, okay. So I contacted some people I felt that she needed to hook up with. And she came back to the support group like 2 months later, and she said, I'm not crying anymore. So she met with an elder care attorney, and she got her paperwork done, and she met with a home health care company, and she got long-term health care insurance for herself.
Mm-hmm. Good planning.
So I think it's similar to what you're doing, is pulling all those resources together for them after you have the opportunity to really assess the situation.
The assessment is key.
That's important.
Yeah, the assessment is key, especially a lot of times families will come to us, and most of the time, 9 times out of 10, it's the families that seek us out and find us and hire us on, not the aging person so much. They're needing that support. They're needing guidance. And I use the analogy of, think of an aging life care professional the way you do an attorney or an accountant. We're not the ones there every day providing the hands-on caregiving,
right.
you seek our advice in navigating you through the healthcare system, the way you seek the advice of an attorney for legal issues, or an accountant for tax code issues. You know, you don't have necessarily that knowledge at hand, and if you do, you're spinning your wheels trying to figure it all out.
In your spare time.
Right. And so an aging life care professional can put all those pieces of the puzzle together from the resources. A dear friend of mine and yours, Sue Duhamel, if I can say her name.
Yeah.
Years ago, she coined the phrase, "Oh, Lori, you're like an air traffic controller." Talk to me about that. And she goes, "Well, you have all the planes in the air. You have, of course, the family, the good, willing, and hearted neighbors. You have clergy. You have home care. You have the doctors. You have all the people that are involved in that person's care. And they're all focused on what they're doing, what they do best. And that's their job. But who's putting them all together, making sure they're communicating with one another accurately, that they're not missing things or they're not, you know, sometimes you get a little complacent, you get a little tunnel vision when you're in a job day in and day out. We make sure that it's all being put together.
And we're so blessed in this Tampa Bay community to be surrounded by professionals that really care and want to make a difference.
Absolutely.
That's an important thing. But like you said, they're each doing their individual thing, and they're focused on that, and you need somebody to pull that stuff together.
And healthcare has gotten so fragmented over the years. Doing social service and case management for over 25 years in this area, you know, with managed care that's come into play in the recent past, you have your primary care doctor, right? Then you have all your specialists.
Right. A whole handful.
Now you go to the hospital. Most of the time, your primary care provider, your PCP, your family doctor, is not going to follow your care in the hospital. It's going to be a hospitalist.
They're not allowed anymore.
Or a staff doctor.
Where I am. They used to.
Especially with these new accredited care organizations like some of these larger hospital systems. Then you go into rehab. Now you have the medical director or the rehab center overseeing your care. 4 months down the road, you get discharged back home, and your primary care family doctor is like, "Well, so how have you been over the last few months? What's been going on?" Yeah. So we make sure that those folks are not dropping through the cracks.
I know the thing is, too, caregivers don't know who can I ask the questions to. Or what questions to even ask many times. That's the title of my second book, Connecting Caregivers' Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, because you don't know. And
you
when
don't.
You're in the doctor's office, or you're at the hospital, or you're at the rehab, who do I talk to? What questions do I ask?
Absolutely. And an aging life care professional, coming from our background and experience and education, we know the right questions to ask. Many times families want us to attend those doctor's appointments with them, ask the right questions, take accurate notes, and every interaction that we have with our clients generates a progress report that's sent to the responsible party. So they are kept in the loop. Because many of our clients' families are not local, or if they are local, they're very, very busy.
Especially with Florida, right.
Right. Florida's a transient state. So, but many of our clients, even with families that are local, they don't know the right questions to ask.
No.
They don't know where to turn.
And they're still taking care of their kids.
They're emotionally, right? Sandwich generation. They're emotionally involved too much so where they can't see the forest through the trees. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we can do in a couple hours what it could take some family members a couple weeks to try to do.
So if someone's in a hospital and they don't have their, do you send the notes to the primary?
We do. We keep the primary
up to date on everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, we send notes to the primary. Of course, we're a healthcare agency, and so when I got my master's degree, I decided to get it in public health and focus on health policy and management to know how to run and manage a healthcare organization. So we keep medical records and charts on our clients, face sheets, all the medical release forms to allow us to get through HIPAA and the PHI confidentiality clauses, so we can advocate for our clients. So
what made you decide to do this?
Working at the hospital and finding out so many people were falling through those cracks. And coincidentally, 19 years ago when I thought of this, I thought, I never even knew about it. All those years I worked in the hospital as a case manager, social worker, never heard of this profession. I sat through 40 hours of guardianship training thinking, well, maybe I'll be a guardian. that's where I learned about this profession, because many guardians use the services
right.
of an aging life care professional, a
right.
case manager. So
that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you love it?
Absolutely. Love it. Passionate about it. My team is fantastic, too. I've got my business model is a little unique, which sets us apart from some of the others out there that do what I do. We level 2 fingerprint everyone that works for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely, and do thorough background checks and, of course, reference checks and everything. But they're all degreed and licensed professionals anyway, so they already have that going
yeah.
for them.
Right.
And I put together my nurse case managers with my social work case managers, which is unique. It's becoming a little bit more commonplace now, but still a little unique in our area where
yeah.
I have my nurse case managers. So now a chain of events is kind of happening and turning around our business is where we're working on complex case management, medical complex issues. We our youngest client's in his 20s.
Oh.
He has autism. We have our oldest client's 104, still managing at
oh,
home.
Wow.
Doing
wow.
well. And everybody in between. So that's, you know, a lot of them are very complex now, diabetics, folks with CHF.
Yeah. Well, because we're living so much longer, too, and there's a lot more
disease processes,
yeah.
fibromyalgia, you know, all MS, all of these disease processes are happening. Yeah.
So. All right, well, we're going to come back and talk in a few more minutes, but right now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care serving Pinellas and Pasco counties can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2000. 2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Give yourself a break. When somebody asks if they can help you, say yes. You know, I hear week after week after week of caregivers that are burned out. In fact, one of my caregivers called me recently, and she takes care of her husband at home who has dementia, and she fell. So now she's in the hospital, and he's home by himself. Hmm. Well, he's not home by himself. We've worked out things, but there was nothing prepared for, because the caregiver doesn't think that. The caregiver is like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. But you can only do so much, so... You know, I have a little sign hanging up in my bathroom on my mirror that says, you're looking at the person responsible for your happiness today. Now, I'm not saying that life is easy, especially for a caregiver, especially for someone who's taking care of Alzheimer's and dementia, but it's up to you with what you do about it and who you pull in to help you, what resources, what kind of break you give yourself, because nobody can do it except you. So I'm glad that you're listening to this show and you're thinking about these things today, because it's really important. Your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life, or could be close to beautiful or more, depending on how you handle it. So, Lori, when does somebody think about calling you? I mean, is there a certain, is it I get a diagnosis? Is it I'm in distress? Is it I want to get prepared for the future? I don't know.
Good question. In a perfect world,
yeah,
I would love to be called sooner rather than later.
Of course.
To be proactively involved and pre-plan with our assessments and our care plans and implementing an action plan, we can hopefully avoid a costly crisis from happening from the very beginning.
Right.
That's
and,
our goal.
And not just financially.
Right. Emotionally and the stress
right.
involved and sometimes injuries and lives. And the situation that you just described, I saw that in the hospital a lot. The person that's caregiving someone maybe with dementia, their health declines first because of the stress of caregiving and the burden
of it. Because the
person
with dementia doesn't know it.
Well, they don't. And a couple's... age differently. I usually see one age cognitively, decline quickly cognitively, the other one is declining medically.
Isn't that interesting how that
mm-hmm.
happens?
I do see that. And the person medically ends up in the hospital, and now we're as social workers at the hospital, we are called upon to say, she's got a loved one at home, maybe with dementia or maybe with
right.
a physical ailment
right.
as well. We need to get some services in there for them. We, as aging life care professionals, become a plan B, if you will. We get as little or as much involved as they need us to be. And so you can get us signed on for relatively very inexpensive.
No, sorry for that blurb. Go ahead.
Okay, not very much, just to get signed on and be on board with us, and then we're on standby. There's no monthly memberships, no fees until we provide a service, and so get us involved now, sooner rather than later. We'll have all the documents in the file, in the chart. God forbid something happens.
Right.
We're ready to jump right in. We'll know exactly who their preferred providers are. We'll know.
And I would love that. I mean, God forbid, you know, I'm caring for someone, and I see down the road there's going to be changes and things. If I have all that in place, I just would feel so much better, because then when something happens, I know I can call somebody and stuff is done. It makes the world of difference.
It does. Now, don't get me wrong. We'll certainly jump in a crisis. A lot of times that's by the time they find us,
because
it's
the
word
ideal
of mouth.
Situation.
Our business, you know, there's so few of us. And even though the Aging Life Care Association is out there on social media and whatnot, still a lot of people don't know about us.
Right.
That's why I'm here today.
Yeah.
So by the time they find us, a crisis has happened and they found us through word of mouth. Usually their attorney, financial planner, folks like you who are already involved in talking to the adult children out of state, for instance, where we live. But, you know, I'm actually seeing a turnaround in a paradigm shift, if you will, with the baby boomers retiring. We're pre-planners, and I'm at the end of the baby boomers here.
Yeah, me too.
We're pre-planners. We want all our ducks in a row. We don't want to have to worry about this day in and day out, right? So I'm getting 50 and 60-year-olds that are signing on with our services now.
That's wonderful.
That's so smart.
It is so smart.
They don't want to burden their families, or they don't have families that they necessarily trust, or they don't have any family members or loved ones, and they need somebody to be that advocate for them.
Right, and they don't know the questions. And they don't have a nurse up by hand, and they don't have, you know, when my mom was ill, like, my sister's a nurse, and she lives out of state, and she would say to me, "What's mom's XYZ?" I don't even know what she's talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't. So to be able to.
PDQ.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and they do use a lot of acronyms. That was my biggest learning curve working at the hospitals, learning all
the
acronyms.
That's one of the chapters in my book. Because you don't know all of a sudden. What's a UTI? What's a ABC? You know.
But I came from the Air Force. I used to be in the Air Force way back when. And if anybody uses acronyms, it's certainly the government.
Yes.
And so I was kind of used to them, just a little different. But pre-planning. Crisis is okay too, but some scenarios that I think, a couple that are the most prevalent.
Okay.
Can mom and dad stay at home, and for how long? Because mom's now in the hospital, dad's at home, and he has a form of dementia. Can mom go back to the home? What services do they need in place at home? How's that all going to be paid for? They're thinking Medicare pays everything. It doesn't.
Right.
Excuse me. How to tap into their long-term care insurance, if they have any. Are they eligible for any Medicaid or VA government benefits? Versus, is it time for them to maybe transition into assisted living or memory care unit or even an independent living community? And if so, when? When can that happen? We don't know what the red flags are to say, have that conversation with mom and dad and say, hey, is it time? So I kind of use, if you have a visual, I use the scales of justice. As the person's needs increase, we'll continue to recommend the increased services to meet those needs.
And you're with them, so you see them, you know them.
We do oversight of care visits, whether it's once a week, once every other week, once a month, no matter where they live. Again, home, assisted living, skilled nursing, hospital. We'll see them across that continuum. But we'll see when it's time, as their needs increase or their services increase to meet their needs, eventually it becomes either cost prohibitive, because they can't, not a lot of people can afford 24-hour around-the-clock home care.
Right.
No.
At $14,000 a month, usually.
Right.
Or is it time to move into assisted living? And which assisted living is in their best interest? Because they're all licensed differently.
Like a big place, a little place.
And depending on their medical conditions, they're all licensed differently. You don't want to look for an assisted living that's a standard license necessarily if they have diabetes and they're getting AccuChecks or insulin injections.
Right.
That would be an ECC. So they're all a little different licensed, and which is in their best interest.
And you know that. A caregiver, I don't have any idea where mom should go or dad should go or I should go or.
So it's the value. It's the caregivers looking to see what's the value that an aging life care professional can provide us. Because we do charge consulting fees, not as high as an attorney.
You like to eat too?
Oh, yeah. I like to get paid for my knowledge and my experience
exactly.
and everything. But for instance, what we can do in a couple hours, what might take the families a couple weeks to do.
Yeah.
Think of the cost of the family members having to fly in, right? The time away from work, usually without vacation time because they use that with their kids already. Renting a car, sometimes staying in a hotel because they don't want to stay in mom and dad's home. There might not be room for them. It might be too uncomfortable for mm-hmm. them or warm or whatever it may be. So that right then itself more than pays for us to come out, do a full assessment, draw up a plan of care, make our recommendations, and then implement an action plan.
From somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Not that I have anything.
And guess what? Mom
well.
And dad can't push our buttons.
No, that's big.
We don't have that emotional stake mm-hmm. in things, and we're going to be professional. And I went through this with my own mom. Before my mom passed away, she knew what I did for a living. I was her healthcare surrogate. I was her power of attorney. She knew all along for many years what I've done for a living.
Uh-huh.
But she just refused to allow me to offer her the recommendation. She wanted a Friday evening discharge from rehab. I said, no way, no how. You're going to wait till Monday because I know how weekend services are hard to get in place. Right?
Right. Yes.
Home care, home health care, all of those things, medical equipment. So we had a little battle about that, but she still saw me as her five-year-old daughter running around the home, and what
do
I know?
Of course, I changed your diapers.
What do you know? You're
right.
not going to
tell me
what to do.
Right.
So I understand that family dynamic
yeah.
and what a lot of the caregiver family members are having to go through with their loved one. We can run interference between you and your siblings. A lot of times
their
brothers and sisters live distanced, and usually it falls on the sister who's here local.
I call them the designated daughter.
There you go. Exactly.
She's the oldest one, the single one, or the closest one.
That's tag, you're it.
Yeah.
Right? And they either come down occasionally every few months or 6 months.
Or they just call you up and tell you what you should be doing.
Right. I've gotten that. And so they need a professional to come in unbiasedly, objectively, and
well,
see
I'm surprised
it for what
I can
it
just
is.
Pull the family together. Every now and then a family will call me in. And it's usually somebody that I've had in my support group for quite a while, so we have a relationship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my this sister's not helping, that one's not helping. And so we can get together in person. Usually hopefully if it's like around the holidays they're in town, I could meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, so Mary, you live in Maryland, and you really can't help too much. You can't come down here, but could you chip in X amount of dollars a week towards home health?
Mm-hmm.
Or Janet, you live down here, but you got three kids, and but you're really good at paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and sometimes just a simple meeting like that, and an outsider
mm-hmm.
suggesting that, then one of the siblings works a whole lot better.
Right. And I had a phone call from a home care agency a few months back because the adult daughter thought mom and dad needed 7 days a week of home care services in their home for 5 hours a day. Okay. Now, she wasn't here local, so she's not really seeing it. She just knows that they're declining.
Mm-hmm.
And the home care agency is like getting stopped at the door. Mom and dad won't even let them in. They're starting, first they're like, nope, don't want to come in, no, only here. And then they discharge them after 2 hours. They're like, nope, go home,
yeah,
go
please
home.
Leave.
So the home care agency, and so I asked the home care agency, well, put me in touch with the daughter with her permission. So I called the daughter, and we looked at, okay, what is really their level of care? And what are their wishes and wants? We have to listen and abide by
their
rights.
That's the biggest thing.
Patients' rights, exactly. So I said, you know what? From what you're telling me, it sounds like they'll be perfectly fine. Let's give them their weekends off. No caregiver on a weekend. And let's see how they do. And it worked fine. A few weeks later, I got a call, the daughter, the home care agency, everybody was happy. It was good at the time. Now, things will change.
Right.
But let's give a little, you know? It's better than having no caregiver in there at all.
Well, and you know,
and
the thing
decline.
Is, too, especially with our seniors, so much has been taken away from them.
Right.
They don't get to make a lot of their own decisions anymore, and sometimes they can be very stubborn. I don't need that walker. Mm-hmm. Well, they do know they need that walker, but it's one decision they get to make.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not eating that.
Pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and how you approach things.
Yeah,
how
it
do you
is.
Approach things?
It is the approach.
If you approach with kindness, if you approach with love, if you sit down and you have a conversation, and you don't just go, "Hey, mom, you got to start using that walker."
And we do help and coach the adult children on those conversations. We want to look to see, okay, what is the leverage? What, you know, is there a leverage they want to stay in age and place at home for as long as possible? Well, in order to do so, we might have to set in the appropriate amount of services for you to be able to do that. And it's how you approach it. And sometimes I'll give them little, I call them bunnies up my sleeve. advice on after talking to them for quite a while. And I always offer a free initial consultation, by the way, no obligation. I'm on the phone or in person with them for an hour, hour and a half. I'm right now working on a case that I've been involved with. Largo PD got me involved, and I've been working on this case for a good couple weeks now, helping the power of attorney in Baltimore come up with a solid plan. She's very resistant to care. It's always something. She's really failing, but not to the point where I have to get the state involved yet.
Right.
So it's like a fine line there, too.
Yeah.
But it's like, let's have a conversation. I love you. I care about you. This is more of a peace
I
of
want
mind
you to be
for
safe.
Me. It's
safe.
You turn it around.
Safe.
Right. Safe and turn it around. Make it about you
that's
as the
I
adult
say, Mom,
children.
If you can't do it for you, just
do
it
for
me,
because
I'll be so worried if you don't, like, do this. And it doesn't work all the time.
You have to get another bunny out of your sleeve
yeah.
and find some other tactic. But, yeah, it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Just think of how you want to be talked to.
Exactly.
I don't like somebody coming in and telling me, well, this is how things are going to be now. Somebody's going to be coming
I'm bad
in.
At that.
Oh, hey, trust me, my adult children know. I know too much now. They're like, they know Mom's going to be
You're going to be difficult.
I'm going to be very challenging for them.
Yeah, just one more thing I want to say before we go to our sponsors. Another thing to think of, too, if you're a long-distance caregiver, well, even if you're a local caregiver. So my daughter thinks I'm 35. In her head, I'm still who I was, everything that I could do.
Except we look old.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that. But many times, you know, you're talking to mom and dad on the phone. They're fine. They don't want to worry you. Mm-hmm. You need to come and see them.
Mm-hmm. Especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
That's when it gets busy for me. Because that's when they do come see mom and dad.
And they're like,
so
oh,
fine.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And if you can, come without being that they're not so prepared. Because they can get everything like in order. Oh, everything's really good. We're cool. They'll go out and buy a bunch of food and all this stuff. They'll have somebody come in and clean the house. See if you're supposed to go there on Tuesday, see if you can arrive Monday morning.
That's right.
Just
that's
to see
right.
what's going on
and
spend a little time. Excuse me. Spend a little time. All right. Right now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. Largo 727-559-8411 or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what happens when you hear those horns? It's time to get a paper and pen. Or paper and pens, because Lynn has good stuff to
and
tell you.
And a pencil and whatever
else.
Yeah,
something to write with.
You don't have to listen. Tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Billheimer Capitol Theater in Clearwater is a fall prevention play, Denying Gravity. Admission is free. For more information, call 727-536-7076.
Great show. You'll love it.
Yes. And then the Kiwanis Breakfast Club is again having the Field of Honor to honor our vets. This year, there'll be 419 flags. They will be displayed from November 1st to December 1st at the Seminole City Hall adjacent to the post office. Each flag will have a customized streamer with your service person's information. The cost of the streamer is $35. For more information, call Vicki at 727-744-4418. And make sure you call soon because they have to make those streamers.
Monday's the last day.
Monday's the last day.
Yeah, oh. Because we're putting up the flags on Friday.
I can't wait to see them. On November 13th, from 10 to 1 p.m. at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church at 1955 South Belcher Road in Clearwater, is a free seminar on making the move. I don't think it's making love. There will be memory screenings and a virtual dementia tour. Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And address your concerns about your loved one as they transition to assisted living.
If you have not had the opportunity to do a virtual dementia tour, please come that day and do it. It will open up your eyes in 100 different ways.
Yeah. When we did it, I came out of there oblivious. Linda came out so mad.
Oh, I was so angry. Because I thought, oh, piece of cake, I could do this. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything.
She was throwing me around. I just got cut because I walked in and they have lights going and, you know.
Yeah, trying. I've been through it.
And mm-hmm. they said, well, somebody said, oh, something or other.
The S word.
I just walked in and went, oh. On November 15th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Pasadena Community Church in St. Petersburg is a special event for caregivers and their loved ones. From 10:30 to 12 p.m. you can mingle with adoptable cats and dogs from the SPCA. From 12 to 1, Dr. Kate McCarty, dementia coach, will talk about caregivers' strategies for the holidays. For more information, call 727-209-8282.
Well, we all need those strategies, caregivers, for the holidays.
Yes.
Kate is a great person to hear about that, and she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that more. Two other things. November 5th at Arden Courts in Largo on 300 Highland is Ask the Doctor open forum with Dr. Sunny. Great information. If you're interested, it's at 9:30 in the morning. Call 727-559-8411. And then Wednesday, November 6th at Bethel Lutheran Church in Clearwater, will be Eileen Poley. She is the Director of Education at the U.S. Health Bird Alzheimer's Institute. She is a wonderful speaker. She can give you so much information. You know, one of the biggest things with people that have dementia is to get a diagnosis and to find out what kind of dementia. You know, if you went to the doctor's office and the doctor said, Mom had cancer, you'd say, what kind of cancer? Lots of times now people go to the doctor's office, they say, Mom has dementia, but people don't know enough to ask what kind, and there's different characteristics, there's different treatment, there's all. So Eileen is just wonderful to get that information, so please do that. All right, Lori, where can people find you?
Well, they can find me, you can Google Advanced Senior Solutions and I'll come up. Our website is www.advancedseniorsolutions.com,
or you can go to lindaburhans.com and you all know that place and you can find it there.
You can find me on your site. Also, my phone number is 727-443-CARE. C-A-R-E.
Oh, fancy business.
Or it's 443-2273 for the actual numbers.
Wonderful. And that information will be on my website.
Thank you.
Just call Lori. She's a wealth of information, just to have a conversation. If you're not sure it's time right now, maybe she'll say to you, we'll meet in a month or two. Or maybe she'll say, let's just meet here first and see what's what. But think about having these conversations.
Right, and I never, ever leave anybody empty-handed. If they don't hire me, if it's not the right time, I'm going to give them the right resources and some guidance and direction.
You know, that's what I'm saying is the wonderful thing. If somebody goes to Arden Courts and it's not the right place for their loved one, they're going to find a place.
We all work together that
way. And that's what we do, and that's so very important. Believe me, there's enough business for all of us.
Yes, unfortunately so, there is.
Yes, but it's okay, because we have resources here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, I get emails from people that live far away, or they're out in the woods somewhere, and they don't even have a support group or anything.
Right, and I've done phone consults from people that do live out of state. So, you know, I can guide them in the right direction in general information and resources and guidance.
Yeah, it's so difficult because you're living in Indiana. Mom lives here, and we have so much of that here. Because this was the land of retirement. In New York, they used to say this was the sixth borough. There's like five boroughs, and then there's Florida. So it was really interesting. Okay, one last thing. I want you to go to lindaburhans.com, and I want you to enter someone into the caregiver contest.
That's got to be coming up soon, eh?
December. So the next contest, as always, and we just pick one name randomly because you're all winners to us, and every single person that gets nominated does get some prize. But the main prize is they get 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts or Assisting Hands Home Care or Maria's Adult Daycare, and a massage and a facial and a dinner gift certificate and a radio and some books and a whole bunch of swag that we got.
Wonderful.
So please,
swag
just,
time's coming.
Yes, just do that for a caregiver. Just nominate them. It's very easy to do. Once again, thanks so much for tuning in today. I know that your time is really valuable, and it's not always easy just to sit down and listen to a whole show at one time, but you could listen to us 24/7 anywhere you want. So glad. Thank you, caregivers, for all you do. I'm not actually in the big caregiving mode. I'm in a little bit of a caregiving mode with my husband, but I see it every day with my support groups and the people I deal, and I'm very grateful for everything you do. So if nobody else told you today, I'm telling you, thank you. We appreciate you. Tune in next week. We'll have lots of other good stuff. Go to our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio, also on YouTube. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
To brighten up even your dog. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again.
WT